Good morning, Roo. Start of a brand new week. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thanks, Ditch. Yeah, big, big week coming up for our footy side. It's going to be a huge week. So
yes.
Pump ready to go. And we're going to give someone a chance to win $50,000 cash Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think we announced that this morning, don't we?
Yep. So we have got a big, big day, Ditch. Been a big, big week here in SA.
Yep. Coming up shortly, someone will win a Google Home Mini with our brand new segment of Stat Man. We're enjoying that. And I want to find out more about this mysterious story over in the US, Jeffrey Epstein. Now, they're talking about even conspiracy theories all the way up to presidents being involved. They're saying he's committed suicide in a jail cell, but there are people
impossible.
Saying that maybe the CIA were involved. So this is a juicy story.
Sure is. We'll cover that one a little bit later.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M.
Roo and Ditz, top three things you need to know.
What's happening out there, Roo?
A couple of rock climbers have passed away in the Flinders Ranges, they think, Ditz, which is not good news. And it's sort of a pretty well-known place if you are in that caper. And people went missing. And then one of the guys sent his drone up in the area and found the bodies. I think there's been a bit of a rock fall. And a 62-year-old man from Norden, a 44-year-old Fairview Park man were found. And, in the middle of, Flinders Ranges.
Always looks scary to me, that stuff.
Oh, yeah, see sure. People
hanging from the sides of mountains with ropes and pulleys and all sorts of things.
Can be still strong and all that at 62. But, geez, the pictures that they're showing looks like it's a full-on tough place to be climbing.
Yeah.
So, no good. No. It's not good at all.
Very, very scary. Mm. Now, Roo, a young man from the Riverland has covered himself in glory. I don't know how you breed them up there, fair dinkum. But this bloke, Nicholas Carr's his name. Have you heard about this fella in Bali? What he's
is
done?
He from the Riverland?
He's from the Riverland.
Bulldust.
He is. He's
You're
one
joking.
Of your lot. No, I'm not. But he's gone on a rampage in Bali, and he's been locked up in there, suggesting he might do a little bit of time over there. But pulled a 70-year-old fella off of a balcony, like just ripped him to the ground, then went out into the traffic and let fly with a karate, just flew through the air and kicked someone off a motorbike, has done all sorts of things, gone into a house and caused havoc in there and started, you know, punching people and bloody carrying on. But the footage is terrible. A lot of people would have seen this over the weekend. Bali's bit out of control, I reckon, Roo. I don't know if it's
always been the same, hasn't it?
You reckon?
I don't know if it's any worse than what it's ever been. Like, people have been going crazy in Bali for 30 years, I reckon, that I know, my whole adult life.
So, well, let's go to Bali and run amok. Is that what the idea is?
I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but people have done it forever, as far as I know. And they, you know, they don't allow it to happen, but they don't exactly regulated over there to stop it either, do they?
Yeah. There's a lot of what I'd call ugly Australians in Bali. You know,
they go there to run amok because that's what it's known for.
Is it?
Cheap booze, parties, and that's what happens. They drink to excess, and when you do that, you do things that you don't normally do.
Yeah, I suppose. Anything can happen, yeah. But there's a lot of, when you go, there's a lot of sort of footy trips and that sort of thing, isn't there? And
huge.
I suppose,
huge
yeah.
Huge for footy trips.
Young lads are going to get out of control, aren't they?
So this bloke was from the Riverland.
He's one of your
lot. I didn't see that.
Yep. Probably one of your neighbours, Roo.
Might well be. he might be in a bit of trouble, that lad, I think.
Yeah.
A bit more than your normal misdemeanor by the looks of the footage. So no good.
Now, you're going to tell us all about the footy later on this morning. Just quickly, how did you see the Crows' effort yesterday? Lost by 10 points away from home to West Coast.
They had a crack, Ditz. Not good enough in the end. We'll talk about it later. I thought Port were fantastic. So big weekend of footy and a massive one coming up.
Are you going to play finals?
Chance. They're better, sort of 50-50, I think.
Really? 50-50 at best?
Yeah, well, I think so. They've got to beat Collingwood. If they play like they did on the weekend, they could win.
Collingwood at home this week. All right.
Are you going to play finals?
Well, I think we're more of a chance now. It's looking good.
If won two in a row, you'd have to win four in a row.
Yeah, four in a row.
Can you win four
in
a row?
Yeah, we can do that. No problem. Absolutely no worries.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, we'll see what happens.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M, not far away from giving away a Google Home Mini with Statman.
What a goal!
Bruin Ditts Overnight Sports.
Bridgestone, Australia's most trusted tyre brand. 6 years in a row. Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.
The Crows are ninth on the ladder after going down to the Eagles by 10 points in Perth last night.
Gaff goes back, so too are the West Coast Eagles, really. It's all to play for. The West Coast Eagles win.
Let's hear from the coach, Don Pike.
I can't question the players' effort. I thought they were outstanding and kept coming to the end, and you know, probably just lost the field position battle against a you know, good team, and they were able to be more efficient going forward. But effort was there. You know, we gave ourselves every chance as we knew we would. You know, we thought we matched up really well against West Coast, and yeah, but we just didn't quite get it done.
Our big concern is that Rory Sloane has come out of the game with blurred vision.
He got knocked in the eye and he's got blurred vision at the moment, so he had a couple of issues previously with eyes, so they took a really cautious approach, and we'll have to get that you know, tested and find out, but you know, fingers crossed that there's nothing more than just a, you know, a scratch or something, and he can continue to play, but you know, it's too early to tell.
That was a very, very hard hit. I don't know if you saw it, Ditts, but he was taken out of the game. I think it was just after half time and had a big impact on the game. But they did play well, the Crows. They did have a crack. They're very hard to beat over there, West Coast. They look like they're going to be very hard to beat for the premiership. So, and to be honest, I was a bit nervous going into yesterday's game. You don't often get nervous, but I was thinking if they don't get it right, they could get touched up here. But they very nearly won the game. Not good enough, didn't get the points. You don't take anything away from it. You get some confidence out of it. A bloke like Sam Jacobs would be wrapped with his game. Darcy Fogarty would give himself some confidence that he can play some really good AFL footy and continue to improve on a few things he needs to and have a long, successful career. Their mids did well against a gun midfield. But and their defence held up really well in the first half when there were so many inside 50s. So a good effort, but not good enough over there in Perth. And now they need to win their next two to play finals.
All right, Port Adelaide on Saturday had a great win over Sydney.
There's the siren. So Port Adelaide, Sutcliffe comes in and kicks the goal. So Port Adelaide move their way into the top eight at the moment.
Here's the coach, Ken Hinckley.
Doesn't really matter that much right now. Obviously, we're set out at the start of the year to give ourselves a chance to make the finals. And right now, we're still in the fight. And it's a real fight still, isn't it? It's like, who knows what's going to happen. At the end of the round, we may or may not be in the eight, sort of out of our control at the moment. What we could control, we did today.
Roo, this is the most fickle business in the world. A few weeks ago, a lot of Port Adelaide people questioning Ken Hinckley and is he the right man and is he going to leave next year? Does he see out his contract? Well, all of a sudden, we thrash Essendon, thrash Sydney, and they're playing great footy and I don't know. It seems to silence everyone, doesn't it? Winning games.
Look, our supporters of a lot of clubs need to look in the mirror and pull their heads in a little bit the way they smash everyone, players, coaches, footy clubs and everything, as if it's a exact science for getting it right. It is a brutal competition. There's hardly any difference between top and bottom. And, it's a tough game to be good all the time. It's ruthless. And Port Adelaide on the weekend, though, Ditts, they were good in the first half. They were very good in the second half. Sydney could have easily been in the game at halftime for goal kicking, but they weren't. And then Port just come out and went bang. They are a complete football side if they continue to play like that or when they play like that. Their backs are very rock solid. Now, Cleary's gone to another level. Probably the best game I've seen Jonas play, and their running backs are dangerous. They're fast, and they've got good legs. Ryder is playing really good footy at the moment. I love what Peter Laddams is doing in the ruck as well. He's mobile. Houston's good in the midfield and adds another dimension to it. But it's the forward line now that is where they needed to improve. And if they can get Charlie Dixon playing better football like he did on the weekend, I think that's the missing link to them, you know, having a real crack at September if they get there. Marshall was good. He tackled hard for a big fella as well. Connor Rosie is going to be one of the best players in the competition in 3 to 5 years if he continues on.
All right, that's our look at the footy over the weekend. In a moment, we'll head to the US and find out about the Jeffrey Epstein story. Ruined, it's here on Triple M on this Monday morning. Now, Ru, we love it when people ring into our program and we always say, hey, give us a call on 133353.
Yep.
And look, just the odd time.
We're going to do that soon for Monday Talkback.
Yeah, exactly. Look, just the odd time. So, you know, we might get busy or we go to the news or whatever. We might leave you hanging for just a little while. And this is what happened this morning when we were driving and we were listening to the overnight program with Luke Boner, and this is what happened.
G'day, Jason. Another Jason. Two Jasons in a row. Jason at Gladstone.
He's gone to sleep. Listen, listen, to, listen to this. Go on, do it again. He's gone to sleep. Jess, what have you done to him? Listen.
I feel like we're exploiting him.
That's fantastic.
He's in desperate need of a CPAP machine.
He is.
This is Jason from Gladstone, folks. Probably the most intelligent conversation I've had all morning.
So Luke, that happens sometimes.
Oh, look, and Luke Boney, look, he doesn't put people to sleep. He's a great radio announcer, so a bit of fun there.
Hey, what do you know about Jeffrey Epstein, Roo?
I think watching this story a little bit, because I sort of get into these sort of things, but look, he's a 66-year-old billionaire from America and has rubbed shoulders with, I guess you'd say, the rich and famous, you know, politicians, royalty, celebrities, including Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump over the years. But he's guilty of having... he got done for pedophilia. He got caught with a 14-year-old girl, and he's on charges, facing 45 years in the slammer at the moment for slavery,
yep.
Sex slaves. So, but there's been lots of talk about he rents out his aeroplanes, and Bill Clinton is the actual bloke who's been on his planes more than anyone,
yep.
And he owns a 100-acre island, and Bill's the name that keeps coming up more than anyone at the moment.
Well, he's been found dead in his cell overnight. Let's find out more. Channel 7's Rob Scott is over there in the US. Rob, thanks for joining us.
G'day, how you going?
Good. Now, all sorts of conspiracy theories with this, where since he's been found dead in his cell, things like filtering through like, oh, the security camera's gone down, so there's no footage of what happened. They're saying he committed suicide. Others are saying, well, the CIA got to him. What's the latest theory? What are you hearing, Rob?
Oh, there are wild theories all over the place. Even the president over here, Donald Trump, has come under fire yet again, this time for retweeting something promoting a conspiracy theory that somehow the Clintons are related to Epstein's death and it wasn't suicide. So all sorts of crazy allegations that are going on at the moment. That one that the president retweeted was from a comedian. So you can take that with a bit of a grain of salt. But today, his counsel, Kellyanne Conway, has basically come out and said, well, he's just highlighting that there are many things that need to be investigated, and we need to chase basically every rabbit down every hole. So lots of things abounding here in the US today.
So he was in a high security Manhattan prison. He'd been on suicide watch a couple of weeks ago. It's pretty hard to believe he could do it. You know, don't they make these cells basically suicide proof?
Well, that's the thing that's going to be investigated. Both the FBI and the US Department of Justice have opened separate investigations into Epstein's death. After it was revealed that he was taken off suicide watch just days after he reportedly first tried to take his own life. So former wardens have been all over the US cable news channels today saying there's no way that he should have been off suicide watch just 6 days after first being put in there. And there are also claims we know that he allegedly hung himself. So we're hearing that he had access to bed clothes, that sort of thing. So plenty of items in there that could have led to him doing this. But you're right, he should have been under 24-hour surveillance. And now the heat is on the officers looking after him. Were they doing those checks when they were supposed to? There's reports coming out today that they were on overtime, so they weren't able to do all those checks as and when rostered. So lots of things to be found out still.
This is a prison that just had El Chapo in it, had yep. John Gotti in it. Like this is prison is absolutely for the hard nuts and the big names and everything. It is just hard to believe things like this could happen.
And as we've been told, Rob, the security camera in that particular cell wasn't working either. Yeah, it just happened to go down. Rob, what about the fact, another thing that we've heard here this morning, there's an Australian Prime Minister that's been linked to him as well. Has that story come out?
No, that hasn't broken here in the US as of yet. Yet to hear about that. Very interesting, though. But we have heard today that there is a Australian woman lives in Cairns with her husband and children, formerly lived in America, claiming that Epstein kept her as a sex slave when she was just 16, basically pimping her out to his friends and colleagues. And we've learned more about her because yesterday about 2,000 previously sealed court documents were released. And as part of that, this woman, Virginia Giuffre, she filed defamation cases against Epstein's former girlfriend, accusing the pair of flying her around the world to have sex with powerful men, including Britain's Prince Andrew, which was broke yesterday. And of course, he's denied those allegations. But it's getting very, very mucky. This is going down all sorts of lanes.
Yep, no doubt. Good on you, Rob. Thanks for that. Channel 7's Rob Scott over there in the US. And, Roo, when you hear about these conspiracy theories, clearly there are a lot of high-profile people that wouldn't want him speaking publicly about what happened. So that's why there are suggestions that maybe it's gone as high as the CIA over there to get rid of him, just to silence him. So
yep. I've read a bit about it. It's just unbelievable to think there's any way he could have possibly committed suicide there without someone helping.
Help, yeah. All right, Ruined It's here on Triple M Monday Talkback, not far away. Who will call in this morning? We'll find out shortly.
G'day, this is John Farmer.
Hello, Robert.
On Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast.
Not really enough from argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Oh, indeed it is. 133353.
Yeah, let's hope we don't have any snorers this morning like Luke Boner did overnight. Hello, good morning.
G'day, Ruined. G'day, Jits. How you going, boys?
Mars.
Yeah, it's Murray on the Murray.
Oh, you're Murray.
Hey, Mars, you didn't know that bloke over in Bali, did you? Apparently he was from the Riverland.
Oh, mate, that Nicholas Carr bloke.
Yeah.
He's caused trouble with pubs right around the river.
Oh, has he?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah. He made a mess of the joint. Didn't you see him karate kick that bloke off the mini scooter?
Yeah. That was nasty.
Did you teach him how to do that?
Well, he's mad. Some of the mad up here, they're tough like you, Roo. You know, we're all tough up here.
Yeah.
I reckon he was looking for an argument, that bloke. Hey, did you see over in Scotland, the Ladies Scottish Open was won overnight. You follow that, the women's golf?
Look, I didn't really know. What happened?
Well, Mee Jung Hoo won. You know who came second?
No.
Jing Gong Lee.
Right.
And then Maria Jittagon and Min Young Hong Lee, Min Ji Lee, also got up.
So the Asians dominated.
You know, yeah, it's right, they dominated. You know who came 10th and 11th?
Who?
Carly Booth and Jane Park.
Right. Okay.
I'm not ringing up for names. No. Why are the Koreans so dominating of the sport?
I don't know. There's just a lot of them playing and it's a popular sport over there.
Yeah, I just saw a real nasty hurt, not enough for argument.
We might dig a bit deeper for you there, Maz.
Thanks for pointing that out. We'll have to do a bit of research on Korean golf.
All right, Maz. Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, no.
Hello? Who's that?
It's Wally.
Wally from Woodville.
Oh, no.
Are you doing a lesson? Are you doing a lesson, Roo?
About what?
I want a lesson. I'm hanging on for a lesson.
What do you mean, a lesson or a lesson?
Aren't you doing a lesson for the footy?
Yeah, yeah, 50K kick. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. We're going to find out who's going to be kicking for $50,000 cash.
Will I just hang on?
No, yeah, you can hang on if you want.
Hang on.
But I don't like your chances.
I think we might.
What about a Google Mini?
No. Yeah.
Well, I can't hear you very well.
All right, we'll get back to you.
We'll put you on hold. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Who is that bloke?
he's an elderly gentleman that listens in from Woodville.
How are you?
I don't know how that bloke gets through, really. I don't know what's going on there.
Told Alice, just put the good ones through.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. Poor bloke.
Yeah.
Well, what do you reckon, Roo? Do you reckon we're going to do it, or...?
Yeah, I'm right behind you, Tex. I reckon if you play like you did yesterday and a few blokes can lift their performance, I think you can knock off Collingwood and then knock off the Western Bulldogs.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, I'll come in tomorrow. I tell you who, Sloaney got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
Mm.
One of the trainers down there, he reckons, I don't know if this is true, but apparently peanuts float in regular Coke and they sink in Diet Coke.
Is that right?
And what's that got to do with Sloaney's eye?
Well, one of the trainers was just drinking Diet Coke. He said, look at this.
Yeah.
We should do the experiment when I come in tomorrow. What do you reckon?
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, so tell me again. They float in real Coke and sink in Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, that's right.
Wow.
I'll try it tomorrow. Yeah. Anyway.
Mm.
There's English professor, they're studying English, and you know the word opaque?
Yes.
its meaning is still unclear.
All right. Good on your text. All right.
See you tomorrow, big fella.
Right, hey, time for one more call. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello, old boy. Hello, Ginger.
Hello, hey, Tommy.
You Australian stupid people, front page advertiser this morning. You chuck sand from one beach to another.
Yeah, I know.
And go up and down. What you do that for?
Oh, just to make the other beach sandy.
Well, you know, that's stupid. What you want sand there for anyway? Get between your toes, you know, we don't like sand. That's stupid. If you want sand, you know what you do. You pay it, you get a bus, and you'll have free bus trip for all people to go to a beach with sand.
Yeah.
That's a lot cheaper, you know that?
It is.
Yeah, but a beach without sand's not really a beach.
But that's it. But, you know, that is just a beach that is called dirt, you know, not even dirt. A beach. But you get them on a bus at the for free. And you're standing stupid people. But anyway, guys, I tell you, what you say, Roboy?
No, I was going to say, you always play your music up that loud on a Monday morning.
I am in restaurant cleaning from last night. I run the Jade Imperial Gordon Moon Dragon Retro Peking Mandarin in Danagujua Street. If any new visitor to Adelaide, it will take you to beach.
Yeah. Right. A lot of Collingwood supporters. A lot of Collingwood supporters coming this week, Tommy.
I know that. They come to my restaurant, hopefully. We give them my yabby. And also my great uncle say, man who make mistake in elevator, wrong on many levels. See you, Roboy. See you, Ginger.
See Tommy. In a moment, we'll announce the winner of the 50K kick here on Triple M. Bruin Ditts here on Triple M. Roo, not a bad weekend for both teams. I know the Crows went down, but big fighting effort over there in the West to lose by 10 points.
Yeah, they did have a crack, Ditts. There's no doubt about it. It's always a tough game to go over there and play West Coast. But at the moment, they are absolutely shaping up to go back-to-back in the premiership race. And they've got a complete footy side. They've got plenty of speed. It's a big oval. It's like the MCG. So if ever the Crows were a chance of getting ripped to bits, it was yesterday. But they played well. And Jacobs did well in the ruck. It was in his first game back. The midfield held their own against one of the best in the competition. The back line did a really good job under enormous pressure in the first half when the Eagles had plenty of inside 50s. And Darcy Fogarty continued to improve and had a sort of a breakout game. So
will your fans be saying, should he have been playing before now?
Well, they will be saying that, but it's easy to say that. But who would he have played him in front of? You know, Jenkins was going okay after he'd come back. He wasn't in good form earlier in the year. I think I'm certainly one of the way I think about it. Did she got to be in good form to get picked, I think. And Das was only having an average year. So I think, you know, making young players get in good form before you bring them in is smart. If you bring them in average form, they're going to be absolutely nervous as all hell. I mean, it's a big step up anyway. So you want them to be playing well. The facts are he hasn't played this year. So it's really no point talking about it. But hopefully he can continue to play well and have a good summer and have a great year next year.
All right. Now, Port Adelaide, I thought, was superb again. And 2 weeks in a row, been very, very good. Where's Scott Lysett at the moment? Because Laddams played really well on the weekend. And I can't believe Lysett's not in the team. I can't believe Dougal Howard's not in the team, but when you see them, the way they're playing, how do these boys squeeze their way back in?
Well, Sydney had a very small forward line, so Howard could easily come back if you play against a bigger side, and that may even be against North Melbourne this week. I think Ryder probably won't be at the club next year, so he'll be your first ruck next year, and he'll probably have Lysett and Laddams or a combination like that. But you've got great tools at the moment, and Todd Marshall, he played his best game I've ever seen him play.
Tackling machine.
He had 8 tackles. So, look, everything was good for Port Adelaide on the weekend. Absolute complete side. It'll be a shame for the AFL if Port aren't in the finals, because I think if they get in the finals, they've got the potential to really have a crack if they can continue to do it. So they'll have to. Well, they don't even have to win the next 2 to get in. This is a funny thing.
So what's going to happen? Will Crows and Port Adelaide play finals?
Well, they can, Ditts. You're tossing coins.
Will
here.
They?
Oh, well, you don't know. I don't know if Essendon are going to win a game. If Essendon don't win another game, Crows and Port only have to win 1 to get
1
in,
inch.
I would think. And they should do that, but they might not. And if they win both, they'll definitely get in, you would think. So It's going to be interesting. Very interesting to see what happens and what unfolds over the next couple of weeks.
All right, Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
Morning, Lemo.
Oh, g'day, guys. Wonderful to be with you again. Did we enjoy Friday night footy in the snow?
It was quite funny to watch, wasn't it?
I got to say, I absolutely loved it. But how soft are we in this country? The amount of fuss around a game of footy that was played, I think it was 1 or 2 degrees.
2.3, I saw at one
2.3.
Yep.
A bit of snow, we lost our minds. Mm. Can I tell you the coldest game? I mean, they play in the snow all the time in the Northern Hemisphere. The coldest game of NFL football ever in the States. 10th of January, 1982, the San Diego Chargers played the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. It was minus 23. And with the wind chill, it was minus 38.
Oh, nice. Now, how many people they get there watching that game?
Oh, so, Brew, I am very glad you asked, mate. 46,000 people turned up. So, how boring is Cincinnati when 46,000 people have gone, what's the temperature? Minus 23. Yeah, let's duck out of the
perfect
footy.
Perfect night for it.
That would actually hurt, wouldn't it? In the end, like your face and your, I know you'd have gloves and things on, but gee, you'd start to ache.
Well, one of the players, Dits, said running out on the ground felt like a handful of nails were thrown into his face. Yeah. That was how he described it.
That's what it's like when you're playing hail, but they've got suits all over them, I suppose. Yeah.
Can I just say, Liam, I did see that the other night, and I noticed the score. GWS, their form in the snow is not that good, is it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So we've requested Port to play them in June at Mount Lofty next year. We're putting in for a home game.
Well, Hawthorn are going to ask for home games in Mount Buller next year because we're clearly very good in the snow. Yeah. Hey, the other funny thing about that is San Diego played in Miami the next week. It was 31 degrees.
That's a fair turnaround.
They've had a 54-degree turnaround.
At least they were thawed out, all right?
In 2 weeks. Embarrassing story from Saturday night, guys. So everyone's in a WhatsApp group these days, and they're a good way to stay in touch with people. I'm in a couple of work-related WhatsApp groups. And one of them, there's about six of us in this work, and it's a fully professional work WhatsApp group. We only ever discuss work matters on there. A couple of the people in the group I know really well, a couple I don't know so well. Anyway, Saturday night, I was out to dinner. I get home. It's just before midnight. Phone beeps. I check out that's this work WhatsApp group. Someone in the group has sent a picture message through to the group that was clearly not meant WhatsApp group. Oh yeah, this person revealed just a little bit too much about themselves.
Right.
Oh no.
In this particular photo. It was one of those Saturday night photos that I could imagine in my mind they were planning that it might lead somewhere. Mm-hmm. It was a little warm-up message.
Mm.
And it definitely wasn't work-related, unless that person works at RedTube. it's a fun way to learn about co-workers, I'll tell you that much. And so I reply to the message going, I don't remember us discussing this at our last meeting. And then the next morning, this person, all embarrassed, sends a message to the group saying, now let's just address the elephant in the room. And I'm here to tell you there was no elephant in the room. But this is what he says. He goes, that was actually meant for another group.
What sort of group's he involved in?
Remind me to steer clear of that group.
Jeffrey Epstein's group.
you never know what's going on here. But I tell you, you've got to be careful. My wife, when she used to work at The Project, she was a senior producer at The Project on Channel 10. Every week she used to send a planning grid out for the project for the next month to all staff at Channel 10 and The Project. So everyone knew what was coming up on The Project. Now, at the time, my wife and I were trying to get pregnant. And one day, instead of sending the planning grid to all staff at Channel 10, she sent her fertility calendar.
What?
All staff.
So God, she's organised, Lemo.
Well, she meant to send it to me. So on days it'd go, ovulating, 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 have sex, have sex. Like this. So then 2 weeks later, I'm walking through Channel 10. Some bloke stops me, looks at his watch and says, shouldn't you be home right now?
Don't you just do it every day when you're trying to get pregnant, Lemo?
Mate, I'm a bit older than you, bro. I haven't got the energy anymore.
Oh, come on.
I need to psych myself into it.
Your missus is a very well-organised machine, isn't
she? Yeah, she is indeed. Anyway, it works. We got one. So.
Good work, Lemo. Well done, mate. Good stuff, mate.
On you, Lemo.
We'll catch you later in the week.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Now, Roo, always looking for different ideas, different things to do, you know, to spoil the lucky Kate, take her away for a weekend.
Of course you are.
No, seriously, always looking for something different.
Seriously?
Yeah, like we just went to Hamilton Island, that was good.
Oh, well, someone paid for you to go there. You didn't do anything for your wife.
That's not the point.
Now, you can't claim that.
Sport or rotten, Hamilton Island.
Oh, yeah.
But Alice the Wag has just been away, and I'm really, really interested in this, glamping.
Glamping.
Alice, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, where did you go?
We went to Barossa, so Discovery Holiday Parks, because I love the idea of camping and the vibes you get.
No, I don't.
Do.
You
I
like
love...
some parts of it. That's, yes, right. That's like, why you go
like
glamping.
Getting a shovel and going out in the woods, do
no,
you?
No,
you
like wouldn't that. Have thought that. I like, you know, the fire and the smell of the eucalyptus and hearing the rain on the roof.
Smell of the eucalyptus? What are you,
like,
koala?
Like, you know, the country air. Oh. But there are things, i.e. pooing in a hole, not so keen.
No, that's not good.
So
these are glamping tents.
Yeah, so they're actual structures. So there's a bathroom in there. There's a little kitchen in there.
In the tent or off the back of the tent?
In the tent. So it's like it's got a cement ground, I think, but the walls are like it. So you feel like you're in a tent, but you actually it's like a hotel room.
But is the kitchen and the bathroom in the tent or out the back of the tent?
No, they're in the tent. Like it's like a big hotel room.
How big's the bloody
tent? But with material walls.
How big is it?
Like the size of
how many meters?
A hotel room.
Diameter.
It's like picture a hotel room.
All right. So if it's a tent, was it freezing cold?
No, because they've got an air conditioner in. Like, it's got electricity. Oh. So you've got a fan above you. You've got lights.
It's glamping.
Glamping.
Everything's luxury.
Mm. But I did like that there was no TV.
You like that?
Yeah, love that. So right. We got there. We just cracked a bowl of red and we sat there and just, you know, talked for a while.
After about the first 2 minutes. Now what are we talking about?
That was a footy score today.
And then we walked to the pub.
You went to the pub?
Yeah. We got a bit bored of each other.
Yeah. So do you recommend this glamping?
Yeah, definitely. And so there's, I think, about 10.
You didn't leave the light on when you were having a cuddle, did you?
No, the walls are probably like 2-layered. So you can hear the wind.
Mate, I'm telling you, I've seen this in action at the Grampians. We were in our caravan and they had a few glamping tents 30 metres away.
Right.
And I learned a couple of new tricks that
Did
night.
Did you?
Yeah, just watching.
Really?
Yeah. We were all there just sitting around the fire. We didn't even have to talk.
Oh, don't need TV.
Oh, she flexible. All this sort of stuff. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Come on,
no, that's what
clean.
That's what happens
keep
in tents.
It clean.
You know, see, this is you're a rookie.
Can I tell you the funny thing?
You were probably the entertainment for someone else.
Now, Roo, can I tell you the funny thing? You know how we've joked before about that ad, you know, where the boys go away and they're
Macca,
who would have thought?
I live in the room.
Who would have thought you were here?
What are you doing in Tanunda?
Well, Alice the Wag has rolled up in Tanunda and gone into the glamping tent, comes out, you know, as a stretch in the morning, a big yawn and looks over. And there's Flack, one of our metros, in the tent next door.
What are you doing here?
So how did the neighbours go?
We actually ended up meeting them at the pub.
So we all
had about an hour of nice time together and thought, nah, let's go. But there was also like a medieval fair in the Barossa.
Oh, nice.
So there was like all characters walking around, which was a bit funny. Mm. But all in all, it was a really romantic experience and I loved it. I really loved it.
I think it suited perfectly for you because you don't want to put your own tent up and sleep in a sleeping bag and cook your own food on the fire.
So they had a proper bed. You weren't in...
Proper bed, all pillows. Like, it's literally a hotel room, but you've got the vibe that you're in a tent.
In a big tent.
And you've got, like, the privacy of not sharing a hallway with everyone. Like, you've got your own surroundings. You've got a little balcony to have a wine on.
Ah.
And then there's all these little paths and they all lead to the communal area in the middle where you can have a barbecue or a little campfire, roast some marshies.
Is it expensive?
It was $180 a night.
Oh, that's all right.
So we just did the one night. It actually extends your weekend if you go away on a Friday night and then we woke up, walked down to Dunanda for a coffee, and then went wine tasting on Saturday.
Nice.
Wow.
All right.
Well done, mate. Go. Things you do when your boyfriend's got a buy for the weekend.
Yeah.
Eh?
Sample, we need more buys.
Yeah. 7:56 on Triple M.
Ladies. Ruin Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Ruin Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
Batesy from our sales team and one of the sales bosses here, and we've got Alice the Wag. Hey, Emma Radjkowski, would that be her name? Or one of the world's
Radjkowski,
either or. One of the world's most famous models, Rue.
Yeah.
Put up a photo of herself over the weekend, which I happened to see. She's got her arms in the air, with her hands behind her head, bushy hair under the arms.
Oh.
Now, come on. Well, I haven't seen that for years and years
since
and years.
Since when, the 70s?
Yeah, surely that's a no-go.
Is it coming back?
Well, I don't know. I hope not. Big bushy armpits, Alice. Surely not.
Personally, I'm not into it. Like, there's nothing worse when you're wearing a singlet top at the gym and you look down and you realise you haven't shaved your pits and you're horrified. But for me, I just don't like having armpit hair, so I don't want it. But if she wants to have armpit hair, then I'm okay with it, but I don't want it.
Right. I think we got there in the end. Batesy.
I'm not okay with it. I think it's disgusting.
Disgusting.
It's not even each to their own. Just shave your armpits. It's just gross.
So blokes have hairy arms and women don't.
No, as women. Yeah, there's something about, like, in a cafe I saw it once and they pulled their food down and it just peeked through and it was, it's just off. I can't handle it.
You're normally all about, like, equality and, like, we don't have to do what we don't want to do.
Exactly. That's why you should realise it's that gross.
Oh, like, right. Okay, that's the benchmark. Mm. Righto, Ange?
Yeah, I'm with Batesy. I think it's like horrific. And no, the bush is not back. It's not coming back. That's why laser and waxing and all that sort of thing is around. Yeah. And we're not in the 70s anymore. Come on.
No, that's more free. Right. No, fair enough.
But in Europe, it's a big thing. You can go to a beach in Europe and every female laying on the beach will have very hairy armpits.
Yep. If you're at a beach in Europe, I don't reckon you're looking at their armpits, Dits.
Well, it stands out. You notice it.
No. Well, we put the photo of the model with the hairy armpits on Triple M's Instagram if anyone wants to go have a look.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right. Now, the other story I want to ask you about this morning is you might have heard in the news about Jeffrey Epstein, who's the man who has been found dead in his jail cell. And would you call him...
US billionaire, but he mixed with the rich and famous politicians and presidents and all sorts of things.
He had like a sex island, didn't he, where people used to fly to and...
Yeah, we got done for underage girls, yep.
Slavery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know, there's a woman in Cairns who's very outspoken at the moment because she has accused him of turning her into a sex slave as a young girl, as an underage girl. And you'll see her on all the TV screens today in the news services. Her name...
No, but she's in Cairns. She's living in Cairns. There with her husband and kids.
Yep, that's right. I'm just wondering, what does it do to your reputation? Or should you come out and say, I was a sex slave as a 14-year-old, 15-year-old? Because that's what she's saying today. Do you just keep that sort of thing quiet? What does that do to your reputation, Alice?
Well, I don't think it's her fault that she is a sex slave, so it's not like it's her choice. She's obviously being coaxed into it. And it's just like the fact that she's come out is actually probably quite brave because it gives... What if there's other girls out there that don't think they have a voice and now that she has done it, they think they do have a voice? Like, because she's the victim, why should she shut up?
Well, what do you think? What would you think if your mum was... And you didn't know
well,
that.
Well, I'm not going to judge my mum because it's not her choice to be that.
No, I know, but you're still going to find out.
I would
out,
be like
and
horrified and really, really sad for my mum, but yep. I wouldn't be embarrassed because it's like it's not my mum's choice to do it and he's obviously a loser that's done it.
But so you think she was held against her own will, is that what you're saying? She didn't have the choice to leave or
well,
to move on?
Well, the term sex slave to me simulates the fact that she wasn't there of her own choice. I thought a 14-year-old probably doesn't have the ability to make that decision themselves.
I thought it's suggesting that she was paid a lot of money to do this as a young girl. You don't think so?
Well, she's 14, then it's probably her parents' responsibility that she's done it.
All right. Batesy, what do you think?
I agree. I think if anyone's 14 years of age, they're in no position to be making any decisions. And I can't imagine she was aware of the repercussions. I have no idea how it came about, but she wouldn't have been aware of the repercussions or what any of it meant. So I think she's definitely the victim in the situation, but I would find it very difficult as one of her children to see that side and hear about all of that as well. So it's incredibly sad all around.
Because the kid at school would probably get teased these days, wouldn't they?
Yep. Yep. All right, Ange, what do you think?
I don't know all the circumstances. I mean, because if she was literally a slave and trapped on the island and locked in a cage, it's a different story. But I do think at 14 you actually do know what you're doing. Like, you're not stupid. So we don't know. She could have been a runaway and got herself into that and the money was good.
Well, about being locked on an island, one of the suggestions is she flew halfway around the world to be with Prince Andrew, for example. Mm.
So that's not... I don't think she was a slave. I think she actually wanted to be there and earn the money, by the sounds of it. But I don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being kidnapped and, you know, forced
to
do something.
Yeah, but would you go public with her? That's the question.
Well, that's up to. Is it part of her healing process now to do that?
No, it's part of her getting money out of his estate.
Well, that's what you actually have to find out.
Well, she'll also get probably like a book deal and all that money will probably help with the healing process.
So
if it was about money, if it was about money back then, it's probably about money now, I would say.
Mm. All right. Thanks, Angels.
We're just ripping her off.
On Ruined Dits for Breakfast, it's time to talk entertainment.
That's entertainment.
With Peter Ford.
I don't know if this is entertainment, but more gossip. Jeffrey Epstein, the man found dead in his prison cell over in the United States. Peter Ford, there's a few Australian connections to this story.
Well, yes, there's certainly at least one woman who I know of who claims that she was a victim of his sort of sex slave trade. Yep. And she will, as I'm sure a lot of other people are going to feel like this bloke is now never going to come to justice. You know, basically he tried to commit suicide a month or so ago. And then they had this suicide watch going, which seems to have ended. But, I mean, it's just bizarre. He's going to have all the conspiracy theories going. I mean, people are already saying he's still alive. He's been sent somewhere else so that he can't testify because he's got the names, he's got the dates, and he's got the accusations against a lot of very rich, powerful people. And a lot of people, you know, would be celebrating that he's not going to be able to take the stand.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, very, very interesting what does come out and what theories do come out over the next days and weeks. We certainly haven't heard the end of that one.
Well, no, we haven't. There's a poor bloke on Twitter. His real name is Jeffrey Epstein. That's his name.
Oh, no.
And he went public earlier today, and he's actually got a blue tick to show that he's officially Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, eh?
And he's been copping all this abuse, saying, "Rot in hell, you filthy pervert," and... at least he can see the funny side of it.
Mm. Peter, one thing I heard driving in this morning, early hours, is that an Australian Prime Minister may have been involved. You know how we're talking about Prince Andrew and the Clintons and all these famous people? There might be a Prime Minister involved.
Yeah, well, it's quite possible. I mean, this man did mix in sort of really powerful, famous circles. But, I mean, the fact of the matter also we can't forget is just because you're at a cocktail party and he's there, even if he's trying the cocktail party, doesn't mean you've done anything wrong.
Nah.
I mean, this is someone who, you know, I'm not famous, but it always occurs to me with famous people, you know, sometimes you get literally shoved next to someone. You have no idea who you're being photographed with.
Mm.
And then, of course, down the track, it can turn out that person can be absolutely hideous. And you think, oh, God, that's all I need.
What's happened with Ben Simmons?
Well, he's staying quiet, of course. He doesn't want to talk about this whole thing with Cran. I think he just wants it all to go away. And he sort of stormed out of this interview with Campbell Brown the other day, which I thought was interesting.
What did Brownie say?
Well, he was trying to get him to open up and say something, and he approached it in a kind of a fun, joking way, but Ben cracked it and got up and walked out. Now, for some strange reason, Seven aren't showing that vision. I would have had it on air that night.
Definitely.
But, he's going to have to say something at some point because it's going to haunt him. You know, he was in Sydney yesterday, and the media are pursuing him there. Now, Crown... I think Crown are working on the theory, oh, we just want it all to go away. But, you know, they are doing themselves a disservice. And they're doing Melbourne a disservice too by not releasing that vision and the audio, which would totally vindicate them. But they seem to want to be, you know, determined to keep Ben Simmons on side.
Brownie cracked a gag about, said, "You and I have got plenty in common." And he finished with, "We've both been refused entry to the Crown Casino." That was his gag. And and Simmons walked out. He didn't like it.
Mm.
Shane Jacobson, we see everywhere on the box at the moment. Now, he's been embroiled in this controversy about unpaid commission to a manager.
Yeah, well, this was due to go to trial starting tomorrow. My information is over the weekend he has settled with the former manager. Now, this was an amount of money that she was seeking of approaching $300,000 plus costs. And what it would have meant had this gone to trial was basically all of his income would have been there on public display. Mm. What he gets paid for live appearances, for TV gigs, for acting jobs. And I think he decided, no, this isn't worth it. Just, you know, pay it and move on with your life. So that trial is now being, well, it hasn't, they're lodging the paperwork in about 6 minutes from now to say that the trial is off.
Before you go, what happened with Miley Cyrus over the weekend?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, they should never have got married. I mean, they were too young for a start. I mean, I know they've been together for 10 years, and a lot of people are saying, oh, they split up after 7 months. Well, they've actually been together for 10 years, but the whole time it's been very rocky. They're always splitting up and getting back together, and they got engaged, and they broke off the engagement. They got back together again. And then, you know, she's saying, oh, I'm pansexual.
And what?
She's a pansexual.
What's that mean?
That one means you can love anything. You like it doesn't have to be male or female.
Male or female.
So you can hug a tree.
Well, that's, yeah, basically, right. I think that means you pan could like, fall in love with a chair or something. Because otherwise, because that'd be bisexual. But then she said, no, I'm not pansexual. I'm queer now. And so I think she's got to, and we're not knocking any pansexuals listening or anything, but you've got to decide you've got to decide what you are at some point, and until you really have settled on what you're going to be, then you can go into a relationship.
She's a confused.
Fluid. She's fluid, I think, is the word.
Yeah, queer, fluid, all pansexual.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Pete. Good on you.
Have fun.
Good on you. Pansexual.
Yeah, it's a newie.
Yeah.
Mm. 1-333-53. Are you pansexual?
Do you love your pans?
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
The Crows went down fighting in the West last night by 10 points.
Gaff goes back, so too the West Coast Eagles. Really. It's all to play for. The West Coast Eagles win.
So just outside the eight now, sitting in ninth spot, take on Collingwood this coming weekend at the Adelaide Oval. Let's hear from Don Pike.
I can't question the players' effort. I thought they were outstanding and kept coming to the end, and you know, probably just lost the field position battle against a good team, and they were able to be more efficient going forward. But effort was there. You know, we gave ourselves every chance as we knew we would. You know, we thought we matched up really well against West Coast, but we just didn't quite get it done.
Now, Rory Sloan will be tested during the week. He's got blurred vision.
He got knocked in the eye and he's got blurred vision at the moment, so he had a couple of issues previously with eyes, so they took a really cautious approach, and we'll have to get that tested and find out, but fingers crossed that there's nothing more than just a scratch or something, and he can continue to play, but it's too early to tell.
Yep, he was a big out. That happened early in the third quarter after he had 17 touches in the first half, so that was a big loss for the Crows. Darcy Fogarty played his best game. Adelaide kicking 5 goals. He's a beautiful kick of the ball, and I like him because he's aggressive up forward and throws his weight around a bit. Dits. Sammy Jacobs was very good in the rucks. The mids did well, but it is all in against Collingwood at Adelaide Oval this weekend. They're probably going to have to win 2 to get in. They might only have to win 1 if Essendon lose both their games. But that was the best game the Crows have played for a little while.
All right, Port Adelaide, a great win over Sydney on Saturday.
There's the siren. So Port Adelaide, Sutcliffe comes in and kicks the goal. So Port Adelaide move their way into the top 8 at the moment.
47-point winners they were.
They're very, very good in the second half, Port Adelaide. They are verging on a complete football side at the moment with the improvement of Dixon up forward. Connor Rosie is taking the competition by storm. He is getting better as the year goes on.
Roo, everyone, you've seen Carlton play a lot more than I have. Everyone's talking about the fella Walsh for the rising star. Is Connor Rosie better than him?
Well, they're playing different positions at the moment. I think I was worried about life after Robbie Gray at Port Adelaide, but I think Connor Rosie's going to fulfil his shoes. And if he can get the tank to go and play as a midfielder, he could be devastating in the midfield.
So in his debut year in AFL, he's leading the goal kicking at Port Adelaide, playing what you say is the toughest role.
Yeah, small forward.
Yeah,
it's hard role. But he is silky smooth in the wet. He's very clean. He's lightning quick. He's good above his head. He can do everything. He's going to be one of those 50-50 mids that go in the middle and then go to full forward or, you know, play up there and be devastating.
Are you still driving up the country every week to talk to his parents?
I've given up hope now. I tried, but he was from
keep
Port Augusta, you know.
Keep
that.
Your hands off.
Anyway, Port Adelaide and Laddams is the other player that's going really well. Houston continues to impress. Their back line's rock solid. So Port Adelaide, if they don't get in, it'll be a real shame.
So moving forward, waiting in the wings, you've got Scott Lysette, Dougal Howard. Brad Ebert's out injured, probably unlikely, but he would like to come back if they're in finals. You've got young Joel Garner, who plays in defence. I mean, there's a little bit of backup. Willem Drew.
Motlop.
So, yeah, it's looking all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You've
got North Melbourne, who are coming off of their worst score of the ever.
One goal.
Yeah, 14 points. So, North Melbourne at Marvel Stadium this week. It's just got to keep on keeping on. Keep
all
winning.
All right. Australia's trained for the first time at Lord's ahead of the second test, which starts Wednesday. And the first round of the Premier League over the weekend, Man United beat Chelsea 4-0. That's a huge win. And Arsenal beat Newcastle 1-0. That's our look at sport.
Monday Talk Back up next.
Now we need to go back in time.
Oh. The show that was.
Yeah. Sorry, nearly gave us another 2 hours of work.
The opener says we need to go back in time. You did. You went back 2 hours.
Yeah, I like to do the right thing.
Dits, we can do another couple of hours if you like, but let's just go through what we have spoken about, Dits, just in case you've forgotten about it. We have got a contestant to kick for $50,000 cash in our Kick for Cash competition. You're in, mate. You're the winner.
Hey!
You're guilty.
Better start practicing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
So how far out do you think you can manage? What are you going
to
do?
Oh, I might have to go the 20.
$20,000.
20 I could hack in front of a bit of a crowd. I might kick it straight to the friggin' point post.
That was Jason from Parralawi, whose brothers are pretty good, but he's not so good at football. But we're going to have a run with him on Wednesday morning and see if we can polish him up
Help him a little bit.
Yeah. We also spoke to Channel 7 reporter Rob Scott about the death of US billionaire Jeremy Epstein.
There are also claims we know that he allegedly hung himself. So we're hearing that he had access to bed clothes, that sort of thing. But he should have been under 24-hour surveillance. And now the heat is on the officers looking after him. Were they doing those checks when they were supposed to? There's reports coming out today that they were on overtime, so they weren't able to do all those checks as and when rostered. So lots of things to be found out still.
Yep, we'll watch this story over the coming days. I think there'll be more coming out about that one. We also had Limo on.
My wife, she was a senior producer at the project on Channel 10. Every week she used to send a planning grid out for the project for the next month to all staff at Channel 10 and the project. Now, at the time, my wife and I were trying to get pregnant. And one day, instead of sending the planning grid, she sent her fertility calendar.
So she's organised, Lima.
Well, she meant to send it to me. So on days it'd go, ovulating, 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 have sex, have sex. So then 2 weeks later, I'm walking through Channel 10. Some bloke stops me, looks at his watch and says, shouldn't you be home?
As you said, though, Rue, to be on the safe side, just do it every day.
Well, that was my plan, and it worked. So good stuff. Hey, that's it for today, Dits. We'll be back tomorrow. Grumpy Old Men, Tex Walker will be back as well. Will Anderson will join us. And I think we might even be having David Kosh, are we?
Yeah, Koshy to join us as well. He's going to tell us how to make money. That's
how
good. He reckons 10 grand in 20 days. I'm keen to hear about this. 10 grand in 20 days.
Gee, a lot of people would love that.
Yeah, so Koshy to tell us all about it tomorrow. And more tickets for one night before September. See you tomorrow.